Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The broadcast is live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Daily Pop. I am Carissa Kollner. This is Justin Sylvester. And we have a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about weddings and crisis. I know a lot of brides are going through this right now. And oh, this just breaks my heart for everyone who's been planning a wedding that's supposed to be happening right now and to decide, do we postpone it or do you go through with it? Well, Bendy Irwin decided to go ahead and go through with her wedding. She made it extremely small. It was like her mom, her brother. Was that it? Is that all that came?
I think it was just like the two of them, I heard. I read one report that it was just the two of them, but this is beautiful.
And brother may have been there, but nonetheless, either way, it's super tiny. It's not what she had in mind. It's not what she had envisioned. What do you do?
I think if you know that you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody and a wedding date becomes personal to people, I would have just gotten married and did one person at the house, two people at the house, got married, shared that moment with my significant other, and then came back and had a really big party after. But some brides are having a hard time because there are places and retailers that aren't giving them their refunds back or aren't giving their deposits back. So a lot of brides are having a really hard time recouping that money because we know weddings can be expensive, as you know.
Yeah, of course. I mean, honestly, that breaks my heart. I totally get it. A lot of small businesses are really struggling right now, and they're probably scared to give back that deposit because they're in tight boats themselves. And I totally understand that. But at the same time, you know, I wish that they would, because I wish that they would figure out a way and say, like, you know, give you some sort of refund and something and work with these brides and grooms, because this is like unforeseen circumstances, right? Like that should go on any contract. Like something completely uncontrollable happens, like a pandemic. Like what are these bride and grooms supposed to do? And you really, to actually have to start off your relationship, because we did, we overspent on our wedding, right? Like we had a budget.
Most people do.
Plate, and then the budget got a little bigger. And then I don't know, after said and done, we were like 8,000 over what we said we were going to do. So, and we literally just paid off our wedding, I think like a year ago. And it's like, so if you're already going to start off like in debt because of a wedding and then not to actually even be able to enjoy that day, because that's the one thing I will say about my wedding is I think about it often. And I think about how that literally was one of the best days of my life. And I, you know, every penny was worth it, even though I look back and I'm like, we didn't really have to have those chairs and those flowers and those napkins, but whatever. At the time, I thought those were super important. But it just sucks to have to spend all that money, start off in debt, and not even have the payoff. I agree with you. I think I would go ahead and have the wedding. I would keep it very small. And I would still try to throw a big party, like maybe on your 1 year anniversary, if it's still important to you to do. But you also might go through that 1 year and be like, you know what? It was actually perfect how it worked out. And you may change your mind about that. But to force it and then make people not sure, like it's my cousin's getting married in May. And I know like he's going to go through with it, but he knows like, not very many people are going to come because everybody's very scared right now to come. And, you know, so I say you go with it, you have it. Whoever can come. You still should probably, you know, do the 6 foot distance because you definitely don't want to like be sick on your honeymoon.
But you also don't know what tomorrow brings. Your, you know, significant other could die. Would you want to say, oh, I regret not telling that person how much I love them and committing to them because I was so concerned about my cousin Julie seeing my cake? Like, no, just go out and have your wedding. Do it.
Have your wedding. Whoever comes, comes. And, or make it super small, like Bindi did, and save all that money, throw a big ass party later. I'm with you on that. All right. So let's move on now to how to keep your romance alive when you're stuck at home. Okay, so Gwyneth Paltrow did this podcast with her husband, and they talked all about this. They talked about whether you were in a relationship or single. They talked to a counselor about everything from being intimate as a couple with a household full of kids to feeling less sexual during times of stress. The counselor did say in times of stress, we should give extra hugs. And if you're single, she suggested actually hugging a tree. She's not kidding. Oh. Do you hug Keanu a lot?
I talk to my plant all day long. I also think, yes, I don't get the touch that I want, but I walk all day. And seeing people and seeing other people and saying hello even makes the world of a difference. I think a lot of times when you're single, you think you're in this alone. But when you walk outside and you realize there are other single people out there who are doing the same thing, it kind of warms you up inside because you get to see those people and interact with those people at a distance. So I say, just get out there, see the world, and don't stay cooped up in your house.
Yeah, but does that really scratch the itch like sex does?
Listen, nothing will scratch the itch like sex does. But now is also the time to connect with somebody who you might have had some wild, you know, sexual activity with, and now connect with them on a deeper level and start to talk to them and get to know them so that when you do get out of captivity, it's going to be on and popping.
Okay. Well, I commend you because I have some other single friends that are not exactly staying home alone, and they're thinking, oh, it's just one person and they're just going to go back to their house. And it's just like, you know, yeah. And I get justification, but it doesn't really help our purpose of staying at home if you keep interacting with people all the time. So I commend you. So you haven't had anyone over?
No, never. I'm not. No. I want to be alive to enjoy the rest of 2020 after this is all said and done. So yeah. I'm just waiting.
Good. All right. Well, I agree with that. As far as like married couples with sex or married couples with kids and stuff, I can't even, like, my situation being this close to having a baby, being this pregnant and just being super sick and then having a 2-year-old who does not leave us alone. I can't say that our sex life has drastically improved. I don't know that I can even vouch for that, but Adam Sandler did say him and his wife are trying all sorts of new things.
So that's Do it.
Justin, have fun. I got to bring in the Bella twins, if that's all right.
Oh my God, please. I'll be watching from YouTube.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. Please give a warm welcome to the Bella twins.
Yay. What's up?
My fellow pregnant ladies. Okay. So we were just talking about quarantine. Is it happening more or less in your situation?
So I have to say one thing that I've done is I ordered crystals online and they cleanse my room. So we get out of all negative energy. And then there's crystals that give you energy for, you know, sex and sexual stuff that I put by your bed. So I feel like as adults, cleanse your room because, like, we both are in the same boat. I almost have a 3-year-old and being pregnant, it's just like with the stress of everything going on, it doesn't make you feel so sexy and you're kind of like, oh, sex last thing. But I was like, I'm going to cleanse my room, detox it, bring in some crystals so we take the negativity, stress out, and bring in all the sexy stuff in.
I like that.
That's good. I like the crystals. And yeah, sex has been great for me with Artem and with myself. I've had fun with both.
Actually, my daughter did come out of, she'll stay the night at my house a lot.
He's behind me. I'm like,
because we're next door neighbors, and my daughter did come out of her room with this box. And I'm like, Birdie, what is that? It's my sister's vibrator. And I was like, really?
That was in my vibrator.
Wait, oh, so- it was Artem's?
Wait, it was in my house?
No, it was in mine.
Well, I didn't bring a vibrator to your house.
Then whose vibrator is that?
I have no idea. I left out.
Well, now I gotta find out whose vibrator was in my guest room.
Girl, you vibrator. Probably had it way before you met Birdie and forgot all about it.
Maybe it was mine from a while
ago. What did you tell her? What did you tell her it was?
Oh, I was just like, oh, that's one of Dodo's toys. Like, I didn't.
Thanks. Awesome.
Yeah, and so I made her take it. We washed her hands, and I was like, oh my gosh.
I love it.
I wish you got that. So
how far along are each of you right now?
So I'm 23 weeks. I'm actually almost 24 weeks.
And I turned 22 weeks today.
Oh, and you guys are like neck and neck. I think that is so awesome and so crazy that you guys got pregnant like at the exact same time. Repeatedly, it wasn't planned. It just happened that way. But that is like so perfect, and I was just so happy for you guys when I heard that, because I mean, I was pregnant for like a very short overlap time with my best friend, and that was just the best thing ever. So to have a twin special going through it is a whole nother level. Guys, Nikki, how much advice have you asked Bree about? Or are you guys both just kind of going through it?
I mean, I'll admit, Bree's totally my encyclopedia, and it's been a good and a bad thing. I don't read as many books as I know first moms do, because I just ask Bree everything. I tend to read more spiritual books because I like to get on that level with my baby. But anything that I feel weird, it doesn't seem right, or what I should be doing, like when I shouldn't lay on my back or anything like that, I just go straight to Bree all the time. Because I'm like, look, Birdie turned out amazing. And so she did something right her first time, so she knows.
Well, and I also know, too, that fear, like first-time moms, when you get a cramp and you're thinking, wait, is this bad? And so it's been nice that she doesn't have to call the doctor. Because my first time, I like kept calling my doctor or texting her. I'm like, so is this? She was probably so annoyed with me.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm happy you have me, so you don't have to bug your doctor.
I know. I've been blessed in that way for sure.
Because when you Google, you feel like it's all going to shit.
Oh,
well, you know, she's a bitch at times. She will literally DM me the grossest labor photos, and it's
a lot of heads coming out of vaginas.
Yeah, and vaginas getting ripped and blood. And I'm like, you're the worst person ever. I'm like, you're not supposed to be scaring me, because I literally will see these photos and I'm like, oh, that's
I just wanted to know the amazing process of what happens.
Yeah, it's just all, you know, and it'll be unique to you, whatever happens. But I know this because I'm curious, because my husband and I have been, it's been kind of a conversation we keep having. And are you guys, I don't know, maybe you're not at that point yet, but I'm at the point where I'm supposed to be seeing my doctor every week. And I just keep postponing it, because I'm trying to like avoid going to the hospital. Yes. And I know with the first baby, I was like, I never missed an appointment. I was scared to death. But now it's my second baby, and I'm like, she's kicking. I'm not having any contractions. I'm feeling okay. Do I have to go see her?
Yeah, totally.
What are you guys doing about that? Because, I mean, it's a weird time we're in right now.
Yeah, totally. So she's quarantined here in Arizona, and her doctor's actually in Los Angeles. And so she's been lucky enough to see my doctor. But what we did with our doctor's offices is we kind of eliminated a lot of appointments we didn't feel necessary. And I know she kind of feels,
I've been having a hard time with it, because it is my first.
Where I'm like,
but Bree keeps telling me it's okay. But then my LA doctor's like, when are you coming to see us? But like, I'll admit, I get scared to go. I'm the same like you, because they're attached to hospitals and we know what's going on in the hospitals right now. And I'm just like, I don't want to be there and I don't want to go. And so it's been difficult.
I look at it like this. Our grandmother, even our mom, no ultrasounds. They rarely saw a doctor. They only saw a doctor if something felt wrong.
Right.
And they had healthy babies. I told Nicole, I'm like, we see our babies almost too much. We're always in there just thinking like, what's our blood pressure? What's all these things?
Yeah.
I'm like you. I feel the baby move. Like, everything feels healthy. Yeah. Even with her, I'm like, we're good.
So she's helped me a lot on just feeling fine about not going. So
yeah, it's what has made you the most anxious about this coronavirus?
For us, it's the uncertainty.
Yeah.
Every morning we kind of wake up and we're big time planners. And I think also being athletes, you always want to know an end game. Like yeah. You're kind of what am I working hard for? What is like, what's my drive going towards? And I think with the coronavirus, we have no idea when this will go away. We don't know if life will ever be normal again. Will we go back to normal life? Is this life now? Every morning when we have coffee together with Brian and Artem, it's like we're all just feel like every day we come up with a new life plan of like, okay, you guys, if we don't go back to normal, like how are we going to live our lives? And if we do, where do we pick up from? And so I guess it's the uncertainty that gives us anxiety.
Yeah. And, you know, Bree and I think so many of us in the world, we're just these social butterflies. And I think the one thing I've learned so much during all this is like how much you miss human connection and interaction and touch and even with strangers. And it's sometimes I have to like go meditate quickly because the fact that I can't like go up to my favorite coffee spot and just sit and have a coffee, it's like I start to get anxiety because I just miss the little things. I like miss the little things so much. And like not knowing when we get to go back to that is, it's just, it makes it difficult.
Well, I love that you guys have each other. That really makes it a little more fun. It's not just, not that husbands aren't great. They are, but like sometimes girl time. So it's nice to have you. I know that the show comes back tonight.
Yes,
we're so excited. What will fans see this season? And now, hold on. We're going to find out like the sex of Nikki's baby, right?
Her baby.
My baby. Season finale. So in June, everyone will finally know what we're having.
I know. And
it's so fun.
You know, I have to say, we're so excited. It's season 5, but we did a major revamp this season. And it's going to look different from any other season. We had this insane team just work with us. And
insane, she means good, great, amazing.
West Coast people know what insane means.
Okay, so there's my East Coast people and people worldwide tuning in. So they don't know what you mean.
I said it with a smile on my face.
Okay.
But, you know, the thing with Brian and I is something we didn't realize we were going to be sharing, but just this deep look into our marriage. And I feel like a lot of married people will understand.
Especially right now with quarantine.
Yeah, like we really feel you guys. Yeah. Who we were as a couple before having Birdie is just different. What we realized is when Birdie came into our lives, we started to evolve differently.
Yeah.
We weren't evolving together. We were evolving differently as humans. And it just like all of a sudden hit both of us like, whoa, we are so off in our marriage. Like we give everything to Birdie and that's it. If we don't fix this, then how do we even survive? And we both kind of felt like, do we walk away and just co-parent or do we make this work? And we both realized like we had to put our marriage number one. So everyone will be on a journey with Brian and I on that. Obviously there is a happy ending. I didn't think I was going to have a second.
Definitely.
My husband's wishes came true.
Yeah. And I, you know, for me this season, I'm like just so excited for everyone to really get to know Artem. You know, he's
a
cast member. And I, you know, when you've seen him on Dancing with the Stars for so many seasons, you really only get to know the pro dancers. You get to know their celebrities more and just who they are as coaches and professional dancers. But like for the world, and especially I'm excited for the Dancing with the Stars viewers to really get to know him, who he is as a person and in a relationship. And poor Artem, he's behind me. So sorry, Artem, for whatever I say. But
oh, no.
I mean, no, meaning like we,
he's like,
we have gone here.
I'm very used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what we have gone through in a year, I feel like majority of people go through like years in a relationship. Like, you know, when he got cut from Dancing the Stars and lost his job and what we went through during that. And then I always wanted, you know, to be a wife and to be a baby, and I thought that was gonna
take a few years.
I know. And it just hit me all at once. And I think some people think like, well, yeah, your prayers got answered. But when they get answered that quickly, like you go through a lot emotionally. And
when it rains, it pours, I guess.
I felt bad for Artem. There was just a lot of highs and lows.
Yeah.
But a lot of beautiful moments. We definitely had our first big blowout fight, which I never thought we'd actually get a big fight. And of course the cameras had to be rolling.
So
and it was supposed to be a romantic like salsa night that turned, I mean, I turned into a tequila monster and I had way too much tequila. And then I was aggressively salsa dancing with other men.
With your spanks out and your titties.
Yeah, my titties were out. And
I've been there. I had this fight with my husband as well. It's fine.
You it have? Oh, good.
Bar, not a salsa bar, but same thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. See, that makes me feel better. And I feel like a lot of people, I'm hoping I'm going to be Team Nicole. But I'm so embarrassed to relive that because I already had a seat in the editing room.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so excited. Whatever.
It's a really good season. Very good.
How is wedding planning going right now?
So once I found out a week later, after, no, 2 weeks after I got engaged, that I was pregnant, I just told Artem, I go, we have to get through this and learn how to be parents. Because I wasn't thinking, you know, we weren't expecting that for a few years.
Yeah.
So I was like, we have to put wedding planning, like, you know, we just have to focus on, put it on hold. And wait to see how we are going to be as parents. And now with, you know, being in lockdown, like we haven't done any classes. So now we're going to have to start to look into online classes, but we were waiting to do that. And now I'm like, Artem, we don't even know how to breathe through labor yet. Like,
oh girl, your body will take control.
Yeah. No, Bree's like, you're good. You're fine.
Yeah, that's what I said. I told her, you need to worry about everything after. All the stuff that happens during the labor process, I just feel like your body takes over. You're in no control. But it's when you get home with the baby.
That's what I'm like really scared about.
So what do we do?
I have this feeling like, Nikki, you have such a maternal instinct. You're such a good aunt, Birdie. Like, I'm not worried about you whatsoever when it comes to that.
Thank you.
I agree.
That means a lot. Thank you.
I am very curious to know because Artem, you know, professional dancer. Does he have specific requests for that big wedding day?
Artem, do you have any specific requests for the wedding day? Well, so there, he did talk about a few Russian traditions he wants. And I feel bad, but he wants a lot of groomsmen. But I want, like, two maid of honors. So,
well, he gets groomsmen.
But if I only have two maid of honors and he has a line of guys.
Then get some bridesmaids. We have a bunch of best friends.
I just feel too old for that.
It's fine. I can jump in if you need.
Yeah, right?
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, so there's been a few things, and I know everyone is going to expect us to have a really amazing first dance, so we're definitely going to have to give that to the people.
Yeah.
Which I'll be nervous, but he won't, or he'll be strict. But I'm sure we're going to have vodka bottles on all the tables, which I won't like, but... I have a Russian fiance.
Is that what they do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They get wasted off vodka.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I just don't see Artem drinking vodka.
After you have this newborn baby and you're looking forward to a party, vodka. You'll be like, that sounds great. Let's just drink.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. That's true.
Girls, I love you so much. Thank you so much for chatting with us. You both look so stunning.
So sweet. Thank you.
What we said is we actually are just home resting. One thing we've never done in the last 15 years.
Yeah,
that's true. So.
Well, I wish you guys both very healthy and happy pregnancies and quarantine.
And you too.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
you too. Stay safe and healthy.
Through this, right?
Yes, our, we are.
Fellas is tonight at 9 o'clock on E. Thank you guys.
Thank you.
And we will be back on YouTube tomorrow at noon. Thanks for joining us. See ya.